Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, the vocabulary for the episode Emotional Intelligence. All right, we're back with Linda, and now we're going to go through some of the expressions that you heard in our conversation about emotional intelligence. And Linda, to start, do you just want to read the list of expressions that we're going to define?
Sure. First, tactful. Second, to take with a grain of salt. Third, to have a knack for something or to have a knack for doing something. To be upset, to work it out, to work things out. And then finally, input.
Right. All right. And do you want to define the first one or would you like me to define the first one?
I'm going to ask you to take the first one.
All right, I'll take the first one. Tactful, which often when we pronounce it, it sounds like tactful. We don't.
That's
really...
why I repeated it. Yep. I felt it. The moment I said tactful, I was like, we don't say that.
We don't say tactful. We don't pronounce that T so much unless we're over articulating for English language learning purposes. Tactful. So tactful basically means that it's full of tact, which basically means that it's, like you said, diplomatic, polite, taking into consideration the other person's feelings. Tactful. All right. The next one. Yeah. To take it with a grain of salt or take something with a grain of salt. I'll let you take this one.
I wish I knew what the origin is. Maybe you know what the origin is, but I do not. If you take something with a grain of salt, it means that you can take it or you can leave it, meaning... Mm. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't want to use it, don't. Take with a grain of salt the situations when we would say that. We're saying something like, maybe it'll work for you, maybe it won't. Maybe it's right, maybe it's not. We're saying the value depends on the person. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You might say, you know, like this is what I would do, but hey, that advice, take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. This is what works for me, but maybe it won't work for you.
Exactly. So it means like don't believe 100% the thing. It's an option, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the next one, which is to have a knack for something or to have a knack for doing something. And I would say that if you have a knack for something or a knack for doing something, it just means that you're good at it. I don't know if it's like it comes naturally because it can be a skill that you've developed over time, true. But it means that it's just something that now at this current moment, it kind of comes easy to you. And you don't have to make too much of an effort or think too hard about it. It sort of comes naturally. And maybe that is natural, but it's also because you've got a lot of practice. Yeah, to have a knack for something.
What do you have a knack for?
What do I have a knack for? I feel like I have a knack for making small talk with people just because I've studied it and I've created a course around it and I've worked with it. And like, so I feel like when I go into a networking event, like even though actually in reality, I'm quite an introvert. I'd much rather spend my weekend alone on a couch with a book and my cat than like at a networking event. But like if I go to one, I don't feel uncomfortable because I feel like, hey, I'm going to go and make small talk and connect with these people and it's going to be fine. And then afterwards, I'm going to just go and crash. But I feel I do have a knack for small talk.
That's potentially because you're an introvert. I also am an introvert, which people don't usually believe. Because to survive, I had to force myself to talk to people and develop.
Exactly.
And now, like you said, it comes very naturally. But man, there was a time when it was not easy.
Exactly. Yeah. Same here. Like I remember when I was a kid in first grade, I think my teacher said, she told my mom, she's like, Christina didn't say a word to anyone during the entire first year. So yeah, definitely not okay, natural, well then, but
you're more introverted than I am. I just mean right. I would prefer to stay home and I need recovery time after social excursions.
Exactly. No, same here. Same here. All right. So let's see, back to our vocabulary. I'll let you define the next one.
Yeah. So to be upset. Upset can have multiple meanings because it depends what we're talking about, but it's to have bad feelings. So if you're upset, you could be mad, angry, you could be sad or frustrated. Mm. It just means you're having some kind of a negative emotion.
Mm, exactly.
So something bad could happen, or it's a response to something negative usually. And exactly. The response is that you're upset and it doesn't necessarily mean angry. You could also like you just broke up with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Mm. And now you're sad, angry, frustrated, lost. And you would just use the word upset.
Upset to say a mix of these or some of these.
A mix
or all
of negative.
Of these.
Yes.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. All right. I'll take the next one, which is to work it out or to work things out. And this one is, I would say, quite simple because it really just means you've got a problem or a conflict or a conflictual situation and you work together to find a solution or to resolve that situation, like you work it out. And the final one, that's yours.
Final one. Yep. So I thought that this was an important word because when we think about input, usually we're thinking about data.
Yeah.
Where we input something into our computers and like it's, you know, informatics.
Right.
So what we're talking about here, when I say, you know, I love your input. Can you give me some input? Your ideas, your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, your first reactions, maybe the pros, the cons. We want to hear what you think about the situation. And not necessarily just your best idea. Mm. It could be anything. We just want something from you.
Right. Exactly. Like an outside opinion or perspective or reaction to something. Exactly. All right. Great. And so just to finish off, I will read this list again so that you can go back and listen to our conversation and hear these expressions. Tactful, to take it with a grain of salt, to have a knack for something or to have a knack for doing something, to be upset, to work it out or to work things out, and input. All right. And that's it for today. Thank you very much, Linda. And have a good one.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.